The U.S. Supreme Court opens a new term today, and their docket includes cases on guns, transgender rights, and pornography. There are potential election cases, too. Here's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
In the wake of last year's tumultuous term and the court's decision giving broad immunity to President Trump for his actions while in office, the court finds itself stuck on the wrong end of public opinion, a place where it has largely been mired since 2021, according to the Gallup poll. Adding to its woes have been ethics controversies and the kinds of leaks that previously had been unheard of, including one this year about what went on behind the scenes in the immunity case.
Definitely something does feel broken.
Lisa Blatt is a veteran Supreme Court advocate.
At oral argument, when I see them, they just seem visibly frustrated.
For the most part, the justices still try to portray the court as amicable, but you don't have to be a genius to see that they're not exactly happy campers. That said, the work has to get done, and there is already a fair amount of controversy on the justices' plate. Once again, it's the social issues that will interest most people, though there are plenty of relatively dry, though important, cases on regulation of everything from the environment to e-cigarettes. The three social issue cases already on the docket involve transgender rights, guns, and porn. The transgender case is a test of laws in 24 states that have banned the use of puberty blockers and other hormone treatments for minors.
This is obviously the blockbuster case of the term.
Deepak Gupta is a Supreme Court practitioner and lecturer at the Harvard Law School Litigation Clinic.
It's a case of enormous significance that presents fundamental questions about the scope of state power to regulate medical care for minors, about the rights of parents to make medical decisions for their children, which you might think of as a different context of conservative value.
The other blockbuster case of the term, at least so far, is one involving so-called ghost guns that are made from build-it-yourself gun kits bought online. Unlike guns bought from a licensed dealer, these guns are untraceable. In 2022, the ATF classified the kits as firearms subject to the same laws that apply to licensed gun dealers. The Biden administration argues that the regulation tracks the 1968 Gun Control Act, which defines a firearm as any weapon that's, quote, designed to or may readily be converted into a functional firearm. The kit sellers counter that a bunch of parts are not a firearm. Moving on to pornography, Texas passed a law limiting access to sexually explicit material on the internet for kids under 18. The law requires submission of various age verification measures, such as a government-issued ID card, in order to get access to adult sites. A coalition of free speech groups backed by both liberal and conservative groups challenged the law, contending that it's written so broadly that it chills the speech of adults who would realistically fear extortion, identity theft, and even tracking of their habits by the government and others. But the conservative Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the law, so now the Supreme Court will have the last word. Finally, there are lots of cases waiting in the wings, religion cases, environmental cases, and the Trump January 6th prosecution could well come back. And for icing on the cake, Trump supporters have already brought all manner of challenges to the way elections are to be conducted this year. Most of the justices would dearly like to steer clear of playing any major role in the election, but they have just as clearly left room on the docket to act if they have to. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.